Ah, Captain, you're at my desk. Just what I want to see first thing in the morning.
You're 3 minutes late, Peralta.
Not my fault. I had a plumbing problem. Which reminds me, I'm going to need a new departmentally issued phone. Oh, come on, really? I'm a few minutes late, so you're going to call me out in front of everyone?
Good idea. Everyone, gather around so I can call out Peralta in front of you.
Okay, fine. I was 3 minutes late. I'm sorry for doing one thing wrong.
Oh, it's more than one thing. Let's start with the Christoph murder.
It was an amazing solve. I got him to confess in 20 minutes.
You also mislabeled the evidence, so that confession is worthless if the sergeant hadn't caught your mistake. Here are three cases with sloppy paperwork. Here are two pictures. One is your locker. The other is a garbage dump in the Philippines. Can you tell which is which?
That one's the dump.
They're both your locker.
God, I should have guessed that. He's good.
This folder is labeled undies, comma, dirty.
So I won't confuse it with undies, comma, clean. Also, who cares about all these rules? I have more felony arrests than any other detective here.
You also have more mice living in your desk than any other detective.
Algernon! You guys, Algernon's back!
Get rid of the mouse and get your act together now.
He's grumpy.
Okay, detectives, let's get started. Santiago, where are we with the J Street drug bust?
There are 12 keys of coke unaccounted for, but we just got a warrant to search the dealer's apartment.
Good. Take Boyle and Diaz.
Dream team.
Peralta, brief us on the vandalism case.
Well, there's no easy way to put this, Sarge, but someone has been painting wieners on squad cars. And apparently, they won't stop until there's a penis drawn on every cop car in Brooklyn.
Oh, that's what he's been drawing. But what are those two little round things at the bottom?
It's a butt.
The butt?
I assume you have a plan to catch this gentleman.
Did you just say genitalman? Because if so, kudos. And yes, I have a plan. I'm going to plant a decoy squad car as bait. Meanwhile, I'll be waiting in an undercover vehicle here.
He's already tagged three UC vehicles. You can clearly spot him. You should take my minivan.
A minivan?
You all got a problem with my minivan? My wife doesn't like it either. She wanted an SUV, but those things roll, man. They roll.
It's a good idea, Sergeant. We'll take the van.
We? You're coming with me? Sir, with all due respect, I don't need
backup. It's not backup. It's babysitting.
Babysitting.
Oh, look at this. Drug dealer got a BA in art history from Brooklyn College. Interesting, huh?
How's that interesting?
Well, it's surprising because you would think he had studied drugs.
I studied art history, too.
Also not interesting.
Excuse me. I know I'm just a lowly civilian administrator, but I couldn't help overhearing you're looking for some missing drugs. As it turns out, my friend here, Carlene, is a psychic, and she's ready to help you.
I do palms, tarot, and I have a degree in numerology from the internet.
Oh, really, Gina? A psychic. What? She's the real deal. E.g., last week she predicted I would have a sensuous encounter with a guy named Mark. And I did. Is anyone here named Mark?
You're good.
Okay, she's had visions which frankly science cannot account for. Also, she can get you amazing deals on ladies' footwear. She's assistant manager at Leonard's Designer Shoes.
Vision, the drugs are in a location. I see the color blue.
She sees blue.
And yellow. And I see the letter L, R, S, T, W, E, and B.
So basically everyone's first eight guesses in Hangman?
Thank you, Carlene. Your entire life is garbage.
So Holt's coming on my stakeout now? I made a mixtape with some very explicit rap on it, and now I can't sing along.
You made a mixtape?
Yes, I still listen to cassettes. This guy is all over me. I mean, a captain on a minor vandalism case? It's insane.
What's insane is how you refuse to get with the program. There is a new sheriff in town, Jake.
Well, I like the old sheriff. I mean, McGinley wouldn't care about a messy desk or all these stupid rules.
Hey!
What the hell's going on here?
Science experiment? I want to see what happens if I taser this cantaloupe.
Okay.
And McGinley wouldn't care if I was 3 minutes late because he was always an hour late and hungover. And he would let you do literally anything you want if you gave him a hamburger.
Let you play your mixtape?
Okay. It's very funny.
Get an iPod, man. Mixtape.
I just want to apologize for my fellow detective's behavior. Okay, my granny also had the gift.
I feel that I will die soon.
She was right. She died 2 years later.
Your sincere belief in my gift means a great deal. Vision. The woman you love. The one you work with. The scary one with the black hair.
Rosa? Yes.
She doesn't love you back. She will never love you back.
Say thank you, Charles. She just told you your future.
Thank you.
You left without me.
You were late. Again.
Well, I had to put on my undercover minivan disguise. Say hello to Harvey Norgenbloom, CPA, recently divorced father of two with a dark sexual secret. What's your cover?
Angry Captain.
Okay, so you do not like my ensemble.
I'm just concerned that you may find it hard to pursue a criminal on foot while wearing man sandals.
But the sandals define Harvey. He's a sandals guy. Captain, why the babysitting? Why are you micromanaging me?
You think I want to be sitting here with you instead of running my precinct?
Yes.
It was a rhetorical question. I've spent the last 12 years fighting for my first command, and I'm not going to let you screw it up because you refuse to take your job seriously.
Hey, I do take my job seriously. I put away bad guys. That's what matters.
Well, so does doing your paperwork, showing up on time, wearing proper footwear.
Well, that's on Harvey. It's not me.
Well, so here's the deal. You're going to have a superior officer babysitting you on every one of your cases. And when you show me that you can do your job, every part of your job, perfectly, then I'll back off.
Okay. Counteroffer, I give you $50 and you let me do whatever I want. Fine. We'll do it your way. From this point on, I'll do every part of the job perfectly. Perfecter than perfectly.
It's more perfectly. You said that imperfectly.
I was testing you. You did perfectly. Quick update on the tagger situation. He is currently spray painting our van right now. Police, freeze! Ow, ow, ow. Sandal down. Lost the sandal.
NYPD, freeze!
I'm here.
You're busted.
Already got him.
We got him.
Oh, hey, Captain. Hi, so I was able to procure that $50 after all, and my offer still stands. Let me do whatever I want, and the $40, that's how much I actually have, is yours. No? Fair enough, I only had 30 anyway. Well, I guess in order to get you to stop micromanaging me, I'm gonna have to get back to the most important piece of police work there is, writing a perfect report.
Good, I'm anxious to read it.
And I'm anxious to restore my status as a lone wolf.
Anything else, Detective?
Yeah, I'm gonna do one more. Lone Wolf. He's digging me. Hey, Sarge, do you know where we keep the glitter? Just wanna make sure this report for the captain is extra sparkly.
What are you doing, Peralta?
Look, if I have to do things his way, I'm gonna do them my way.
Okay, man. It was nice working with you.
I'm not scared of him, okay? I'm not scared of anyone. Oh, also, the tagger drew a penis on your minivan. I'm sorry, please don't chase after me.
What? There's a penis on my minivan?
High ceilings, 3 bedrooms. Why does every perp have a nicer place than I do?
You know what they don't teach you at the academy? It's better to be a criminal.
Oh, no. The cabinets are blue.
Tacky. Not a deal breaker, though. I just repaint it.
The psychic predicted drugs would be found in something blue.
I see the color blue.
She also made this really depressing prediction about my life.
She will never love you back.
And if she's right about where we find the drugs, that means she's right about the other thing.
Uh-huh. Kitchen. Whoa, jackpot. There's way more than 12 keys in here.
Where was it?
Baseboard behind the hamper.
What color was the hamper?
Green.
Yes, the clothes hamper was green. The clothes hamper was green! Drinks on me.
You're weird.
Sorry this is taking so long. Still writing up my report. Pretty detailed.
Hey, Gina, can you look up what the humidity was about an hour ago and also what moon cycle we're in?
No, sorry. Don't feel like it, no.
Thanks, Gina. And now to you.
What's your name?
My name is Banana Fartman, MD.
I don't believe you. Come on, man, just tell me who you are. I need to fill this thing out perfectly so my boss will get off my back. Are you a miner? How old are you?
610. I'm a Highlander.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna put that in there, and then you're gonna be tried as an adult Highlander, and they're gonna cut your head off. Is that what you want?
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but your psychic friend's predictions about the drug case were wrong, which means all of her predictions are wrong.
Mm-mm. No way. She's never wrong.
We found the cocaine behind a green hamper. Never said green or the letter H.
Mm-hmm. She said blue and yellow, Charles. I don't know if there's any kindergartners present, but those two colors combined make green. She also mentioned the letters L and B. And another name for a hamper is...
Lady Bin Laundry Basket.
Oh, little boo-boo. Can you go be depressed over there? You're bumming out my whole area.
Baby, I've got some bad news. Someone painted a giant penis on our minivan. No, you cannot have an SUV now. Those things roll, baby. They roll.
Hey, look at this. Your prints were on file. Nice to meet you, Trevor Podolsky. Oh, Podolsky, just like Deputy Police Commissioner Podolsky. Your father is Deputy Police Commissioner Podolsky.
I'm not sure how things work here. But does that mean that your career is in my hands?
Okay, you know what? Yes.
~20.2 kilos. I feel like we could round up to 21.
Or we could round down to 20, take the extra 0.2, sell it to our friends.
I'll call the DA. Rosa, you log this in. Charles, maybe watch Gina.
So what are you doing tonight?
Nothing. What about you are doing tonight?
Nothing.
Carleen.
Well, I hope you find something to do. I'm gonna pee. That's what I'm doing tonight. Nope.
Deputy Commissioner Sano. His decision to target cop cars makes a lot more sense now.
We gotta let him walk, right?
He defaced 9 police vehicles and you caught him red-handed. Why would you let him walk?
Captain, I did all the work on this. Perfectly. I mean, my report has over 25 pages of meticulous research diagrams and maps. I even put an about the author section on the back. I did everything you asked me to do, but this is above my pay grade. You gotta make the call.
You're the arresting officer. It's your call. I told you to do every part of your job, and making this call is part of your job.
Yeah, but you think I should process him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I do, the deputy commissioner could ruin my career and I'll end up on the street selling my beautiful body for a can of beans.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone ever told you you look exactly like a statue?
Yes.
Man, you were totally right about the cocaine. And you were also right about Rosa.
Who's Rosa?
The woman I...
The woman who doesn't love him back.
Oh. Yes, that woman.
You know, it can be a burden to always know what's gonna happen in the future. Don't get out of the chair! I just had a vision of you leaving this chair and getting seriously injured.
Oh my God.
I should probably wheel you back to your desk.
That is a great idea.
Wheel you off a bridge. I'm kidding. Oh, you're alone. Uh-oh, you're alone for life.
So, here are my options. One, I process Podolsky's kid, he fires me, and I spend the rest of my career as a detective third grade, which is literally pathetic. No offense, Hitchcock.
None taken.
Option two, I let him walk, and I spend the rest of my life with Holt as my babysitter. And honestly, when I think about spending the rest of my life with a babysitter, she's kind of a cute blonde named Erica, and she always has pizza money and lets me stay up as late as I want.
How old are you in this scenario?
Anyway, the point is, Holt cares more about whether I do my job right than whether I have a job at all. So I'm taking suggestions.
I say piss off Holt, so we get to watch your career end right in front of us.
Okay, thank you for that, Santiago. I'm gonna put you down for don't arrest, and I'm also going to put your phone number on every urinal in Rikers.
Don't arrest him. Just smack him. Hard. with a phone book on a body part no one can see, you know what I'm saying?
So you're suggesting police brutality?
I guess so, yeah. Why?
Hey, Scully!
Yeah?
You want this collar? Paperwork's all done and it's perfect.
The Podolsky kid? Are you kidding? I just gave him my lunch.
Okay. Boyle, what do you think?
I don't know, man. I'm lost. The universe is a cruel and vexing puzzle. I'm at the whim of the cosmos.
All right, I'm gonna put you down for bummer, and you can hang out in that category all by yourself.
Hey, everyone. Hey, Jake. There's a very sexy, angry official here, Deputy Commissioner Podolsky. He's asking for you. Very angry, elderly, sexy, furious.
Well, my career is over. See you at the bottom, Hitchcock. No offense.
No, none taken.
Deputy Commissioner.
Where's my son?
He is at my desk, enjoying a nice glass of bubbly water and some chocolate I was saving for a special occasion.
Hey, Peralta, when you're done, could you help me wrap up this massive cocaine bust I just pulled off? Thanks. Oh, Deputy Commissioner, didn't see you there. Sorry for interrupting. Amy Santiago.
Trevor, what'd you do this time?
Nothing.
There you have it. He said he did nothing.
So I caught him red-handed doing nothing?
I'm saying maybe it's a possibility he made a mistake.
You know, normally I would agree with you, but I've been pretty detail-oriented the last few hours.
You might not understand this, but Trevor is a special kid. He makes straight A's. He's going to Duke next year. Lacrosse scholarship.
Oh.
Sometimes boys just need to be boys.
You do realize he did thousands of dollars worth of property damage, though, to police vehicles?
Look, I think we can all agree that I'm ordering you to let this slide. Because nothing happened. This is officially out of your hands.
Would you actually mind just checking out my report? It's pretty thorough, and I spent over an hour on fonts. Kind of snazzy, so.
Oh, thank you. I'll get right to it.
Thanks.
Trevor, let's go.
Have a good one.
What's up with the chair?
Carlene predicted if I get out of this chair, I'd get badly hurt, so I'm not chancing it. Oh, man, there's no more pudding cups left. Ah! What'd you do that for?
There. Now you're hurt in this chair. You can get hurt anywhere, Boyle, and if you do, it won't be because some shoe salesman predicted it. You make your own destiny.
Well, we don't have to worry about Podolsky's son anymore. The case is officially out of my hands. No charges filed.
Why is there yogurt on this?
The deputy commissioner threw my report in Terry's trash can, and he'd been eating yogurt earlier.
Terry loves yogurt. Something wrong?
Kinda, yeah. I called 6 precincts about this kid. He's been brought in 12 times. Theft, vandalism, drunk and disorderly, but he's never been processed. His daddy comes in and bails him out every time. He's a lucky little jerk.
No, I wouldn't say he was lucky. I feel bad for this kid. I mean, what kind of father cares so little for a son that he lets him get away with everything? Well, someone else's problem now. Like you said, it's out of your hands.
All right, I see what you're trying to do, but it's not gonna work. I'm not gonna arrest him. I'm gonna arrest him!
You want backup?
Yes!
What is this? You can't do this. Get that thing out of here.
Excuse me, sir. Trevor Podolsky, you're under arrest for vandalism and destruction of property.
But Dad!
What are you doing? I told you to back off, Peralta.
First off, the name's Santiago. Detective Amy Santiago. Second, I'm arresting your son, which, as I say it aloud, seems like an unwise choice. But it's the one I'm making. Once again, my name is Amy Santiago.
You're being stupid, Peralta. Don't be stupid. I can make your life miserable.
Commissioner, please don't talk to my detective in that tone. If you have a complaint, you can take it up with me.
You just made yourself a very powerful enemy, Holt. I'm gonna be watching you, both of you, like a hawk.
You're gonna have to try a little harder if you want to scare me. I've been an openly gay cop since 1987, so you're not the first superior officer to threaten me. You know how I'm still standing here? Because I do my job. And I do it right.
Damn, son!
Don't say son.
Sorry. Deputy Commissioner, if you want to pick Trevor up, he'll be at the 9-9. Let's go, Fartman.
Carlene was wrong, Gina. Rosa said it herself. I'm in charge of my own destiny. That means she wants me to make a move.
But Carlene was also right. You did get hurt because Rosa punched you. And the fact that Rosa punched you means she does not like you.
No, no, she punched me to prove Carlene wrong.
Move! Oh, wait, I take it back. She definitely is into you. So much chemistry.
I know, it's crazy.
All right, let's get this meeting started.
I'm not late. I'm here.
Right on time.
You had a uniform brought.
Baby steps, Captain. Baby steps.
Not a doctor.
Shh. From Yulon.